I think we'll go ahead and get started. Thanks, everybody, for coming in on the last day of the conference, first thing in the morning. We were had a pool on how many people we thought were actually going to make it, so we're very impressed with the number that we have here today. So thank you for coming in. My name is Allison Roper, and I'm a public health advisor with the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'll be serving as a moderator and also presenting on two of the topics today. So I need to read this first. It says, the Public Health Education and Health Promotion section would like to welcome you to this session, Healthy People, Past, Present, and Future. We invite you to become more involved in the PHEHP section by attending one of our business meetings, stopping by our booth in the exhibit hall, or by emailing a member of the section leader found on the section website link on the APHA website. So let me go ahead and jump right in. I'm not going to read my bio to you, but I'll tell you I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been doing public health with HHS for about the last 10 or 11 years with Office of Population Affairs, Office of Adolescent Health, and now with the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. And I work primarily on Healthy People, Healthy People 2020, and if you can believe it, we're starting a user study on Healthy People 2030, which is very frightening to me, but it's happening. No relationships to disclose. So today we wanted to go through a quick overview of Healthy People 2020, talk about the mid-course review and how we measure the success of Healthy People 2020. And we do this every decade. We measure the success midway through. This year it's a little different because we're now web-based, and so it's a little bit more of an iterative process, which is great. We'll talk a little bit more about measuring progress through our progress reviews and some of the community strategies that we have in place to really engage our community stakeholders and to look at what's successful related to healthy people, and then talk a little bit about the social determinants of health. So healthy people... people here familiar with Healthy People? Okay, so you know we're a national agenda. We have science-based 10-year objectives to improve the health of the nation. We use measurable objectives with targets that we're trying to reach by 2020. And we really focus on the data. So data is huge for us, obviously. That's how we monitor progress and help to focus action. This is a slide that shows you how Healthy People has evolved over time. Back in 1979, that was when the first Healthy People was released based on a Surgeon General's report. And over the years, every decade, we release a new iteration of Healthy People, and we're responsive to the different issues going on. Back in 1979, we didn't have the obesity epidemic that we do, that we started to recognize in the early 2000s. So that wasn't necessarily a part of Healthy People in 1979. September 11th, 2001, we started to look at preparedness. So we try to be responsive to the needs of the public and public health as we develop new iterations of Healthy People. Overall, we have four overarching goals. And they all work, all of the objectives, all of the topic areas that we have work in concert to try to reach these overarching goals, attaining high quality, longer lives, achieving health equity, creating social and physical environments for good health for all, and promoting quality of life, healthy development, and healthy behaviors across all life stages. We actually have a lot of data that goes to the population level, so that we can look at different life stages, that we can break the data down so that we can see how we're doing overall in the population, but also with different groups, different ages, different demographics. We do have a determinants model that we're working from for Healthy People 2020. So we've got the physical environment, social environment, individual behavior, biology and genetics, and health services, and how those all overlap to take us towards health outcomes. So we do believe that they're all incredibly important. With this round of Healthy People, we have 42 topic areas. Healthy People 2010 had 28. We know it's a lot. All the ones in red are new ones, and you can see that we actually have adolescent health is a life stage, also early and middle childhood. So we're trying to be able to focus in on some of those key areas, older adults, so that we can make sure that we are able to be responsive to what the needs are for the public health. We have 1,200 objectives, which is a lot. We know we have a lot. We do break them down by leading health indicators, and I'll talk about those in just a moment. But the way we look at healthy people now is it's really kind of, it's huge. We know that it's not meant to be picked up in a book anymore. It used to be in a book, and you'd have to flip through it like a telephone book. But nobody uses telephone books. We don't use a book anymore. We're web-based, and so it's very interactive. So you can go onto the website, and you, if you're interested in oral health, you go onto the oral health section, the topic area, and you can look at the different objectives that are related to oral health. So this one is oral health, reduce the proportion of children aged 3 to 5 years with dental caries experiencing their primary teeth. And then you see here we have what we call our objective block so that you can see the baseline where we started when we first launched Healthy People 2020, what our target is that we want to get to, and then some other information. Down in the data section, clicking on that will give you more data. We add data points as the years go on. So that we can see what trends we're making. In the past, we weren't able to do that, so it was we had our baseline and our targets, and then at the mid-course review, we would report on where we were at halfway through the decade, and then again at the final report. This is an opportunity for us to talk about it along the way so that we can make some of those mid-course corrections. So I mentioned a second ago about the leading health indicators. It's really a nice way to break down healthy people. We have identified 12 topics and 26 indicators that are those critical areas that have been identified. We worked with IOM, we worked with our federal interagency work group and many others, the Secretary's Advisory Council, to identify what are those critical issues. If we had to focus, if an organization or a health department had to focus on 12 specific topics or 26 indicators to really make a difference in their community, these are the ones that we would recommend you do. So it's kind of a way to make healthy people a little bit more manageable as you get started. If they are a subset of all 1,200 healthy people objectives. It's also a nice communication tool because it's easy to digest. So moving on to the mid-course review, the mid-course review, even though it's different than it has been in the years past, it's still incredibly important. So as I said a moment ago, in years past, we looked at that book report, essentially, to say, okay, we started here, and now 5 years later, ta-da, we're here. But now we know that we can measure this along the way. So we're going to be using this decade's mid-course review in a slightly different way. It will be an online report. We will be able to link back to the different healthy people topic areas so that people can learn more about specific issues. It's going to be totally data-focused because that's what we think tells the story. There's obviously policy implications for the progress or lack thereof. But it's really important that we focus on the data so that individuals and community groups can make their own decisions. It's this opportunity for us to really look at what are the results altogether over the course of the decade. So we'll be able to look at what objectives have we reached. Have we reached any of our targets? And we have in some cases already. That doesn't mean we can't flip backwards, so we need to be careful about how we message that. And it also is going to help us to examine data in subpopulations so that we can identify what are those ongoing disparities that are occurring. When we can look and break information or break our objectives down by subpopulations, we can really see where those challenges are. So maybe overall the population is getting better with oral health, but for a particular age group or a particular demographic, we're not. And it's important that we use that. So really, Healthy People is, while we have this mid-course review, we still do this ongoing data analysis of our Healthy People objectives. We have what's called Data 2020. It's an interactive tool. I encourage you to check it out. We just did a refresh, not a relaunch, a refresh of our website, and updated the tool in the search function so that you can go on, identify the different objectives you're interested in, the different populations you want to look at, create charts, look at the data, look at the progress, that people can do this all along the way, and then use that as a benchmarking tool against what's happening in your own community. So it's no longer, the mid-course review is no longer that first time that people see the progress, but it will be an opportunity for us to look at it all together. So one of the things that we will do with this mid-course review is to do a more of an in-depth look at the data and to try to figure out what are those disparities that are critical to promoting health equity that we really need to refocus on. And we think that that's going to be a great tool for professionals to be able to figure out where efforts need to be, because we're not the ones doing community implementation at our level, but we want to give you the data that's necessary to help you do some of those community implementations. And it also is going to help us set the stage for planning for the rest of the decade and beyond, because it is important that we know where we are halfway through, so we know where we need to continue to focus, what changes need to be made, what kind of mid-course corrections we should be investigating. This is an example of what we've done recently with our leading health indicators. It's our progress update. This came out in April of 2014. We worked with our co-partners with the National Centers for Health Statistics with CDC. They are our data gurus. And it looks at all of the leading health indicators to show what kind of progress we have made up until that point. You can see we've made some progress, and we haven't made some progress. So we think that this is, we originally had titled this a report card, but decided we didn't want to give ourselves grades. We want to just be able to show the movement, because again, this can go forward and it can go backwards. But this is one of the ways that we can demonstrate where we're making success, where we're having success. So the green check marks are where we have met targets already. The blue plus sign is where we are improving, having some significant improvements in the data. And then the yellow circle is we've had little or no detectable change. So there's a few of those. And there's a couple of the red minus signs. And that means we're getting worse in that area according to the data. And what's particularly concerning for us is that those two are in mental health. And obviously we know we have some mental health crisis going on in this country. So definitely an important piece for us as we think about how we want to use our tools and resources and our technical assistance that we can provide. But this is the kind of thing that we try to look at.